The Falkirk Wheel has only been here since 2002. What was here in its place before? So, a short history lesson. Are you listening at the back? In the late 1700s, as Scotland rapidly industrialised, there was a need for the efficient transportation of goods, such as coal, limestone and iron. Compared to horse and cart across dodgy terrain, the new canals were to be a superhighway. The Forth and Clyde Canal below us was the first Scottish canal to be completed in 1792. It stretched from sea to sea and was wide enough to allow seagoing vessels to cut across the lowlands. Within a few years, a new canal was planned to join the canal here at Falkirk, linking Edinburgh with Glasgow. But there was only one problem: the difference in height between them.
We can solve the problem, gentlemen, by building a number of locks. Or Mr. Beard, or we could construct a magnificent metal contraption, a kind of giant wheel, which would by some means scoop up numerous boats to the canal above. So it's a flight of locks, then.
Well, I'm not sure that conversation ever took place, but Baird, with advice from Telford, did build 11 locks, one above the other, waiting for each lock to fill and drain in turn could take the best part of a day. And that situation remained the same until the locks were closed and demolished in the 1930s.